الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله، وأفضل الدعاء الحمد لله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Honorable علماء, respected friends and elders, all praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and salutations be on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we study this deen, then the deen, it revolves around praising and glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we wake up in the morning, we start off by praising and glorifying Allah. We say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. That all praises are due to you, O Allah. Only you alone are worthy of praise. You are the one who has given me life after death, and my final return is to you again. When we go to sleep in the night, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha fayumsiku alladhi qada 'alayha al-maut wa yursilu al-ukhra ila ajalin musamma inna fi dhalika la'ayatin liqaumin yatafakkarun. Allah says, there are those from amongst you who, when you go to sleep, then in essence that sleep, it is a demise for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, there are those when they go to sleep, then death is written for them, and when morning comes, then they no longer wake up, they remain in that sleep continuously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are those for whom death is not this time, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them temporary death, that means that little while that they are sleeping. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Those that wake up, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them respite for a stipulated amount of time. So when we wake up, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. So we see that the life of the believer, the day, it starts with praising and glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we wake up in the morning, we make our wudu. Again, we start off by praising and glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, Bismillah walhamdulillah. Allah, I begin in your name, and O Allah, all praises are due to you. When we start our salat, we start off by praising and glorifying Allah. Every raka'ah, we recite, Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. All praises are due to you, O Allah, the Lord of the entire universe. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, La salata liman lam yaqra' bi fatihati al-kitab. But that person who doesn't read Surah al-Fatiha, his salat is null and void. The person who is reciting behind the imam recites on behalf of those that are behind the imam. So the imam hears the recitation of Surah al-Fatiha, it suffices for everyone. That person who is reading individually, he will recite his Surah Al-Fatiha individually. Otherwise, his salat will also be null and void if he doesn't recite his Surah Al-Fatiha. When we go into ruku again, we praise and glorify Allah. We say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Glory be to you, O Allah the Great. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, when we go into sajda. Glory be to you, O Allah the Most High. Rabbana laka alhamd. O Allah, for you is all praise. So we see the day of the believer, it starts with praising and glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The child is born. When the child is born, 9 months, the mother keeps the child within the womb. After 9 months, she delivers the baby. The doctors, they go, she goes to the gynecologist, she goes to the different scans. But Islam teaches us that when the child is born, the first words that are drummed into the ear of the child are, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar in the right ear, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar in the left ear, Azan in the right ear, Iqamat in the left ear. You are telling the child when the child is born that, oh my child, your father is not great, your mother is not great, the doctor is not great. You thank everyone when the child is born. You will give that box of chocolates to all the nurses there. But Allah mentions that no. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that every child when it is born, the child cries. Doctors, they give the medical interpretation that it is the first gasp of air that is going in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the child is crying because shaitan is declaring his enmity for the child. Except for Maryam and the son of Maryam, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. That when Maryam was born, then the mother, the parents, they named the child Maryam. And they took refuge from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, you protect this child and the progeny of this child, Maryam and the child of Maryam, from shaitan, the rejected one. Before us coming into this world, we all praise and glorified Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions the covenant that He took from us. Allah took two covenants. One is the covenant that He took from the general masses. Allah mentions, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the land of souls, Allah took a covenant from everyone. That am I not your Lord? In one voice, all of us unanimously we praised and we glorified Allah. And we said, Bala, indeed, Allah, you are our Lord. Allah mentions the covenant that He took from Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. قال أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري؟ قالوا أقررنا. قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين. The covenant that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, Allah mentioned that you will be given the book, you will be given the Sharia, and we may send a Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he happens to come in your time, then you will have to leave your Nabuwat, you will have to leave your Sharia, and you will have to follow the Sharia and the commandments and assist this Prophet that is going to come. So we see that the deen, it revolves around praising and glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Prior to us coming in this world, we praise and glorify Allah. Many a time, prior to leaving this world, there were those who praised and glorified Allah. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Fir'aun. Fir'aun also, he praised and he glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he said? In Amantu. Fir'aun also said that I also bring Iman on the Lord of Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Fir'aun, Al-An, Fir'aun, it is too late now. Once you see the torment and the azab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you want to praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This glorification and this praising, it is rejected now. So whilst Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the chance, whilst we have seen Iman is to bring Iman on unseen, the first ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. Al-Islam means, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. This book, this is that book, there is no doubt in the book. And Allah mentions it is a means of hidayat and guidance for the people of taqwa, the people of righteousness, the people that fear Allah, the people of consciousness. And Allah gives the description of the people of consciousness. Allah mentions الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who bring iman on unseen, those who bring iman on the unseen. Your logic, your human comprehension, your human intellect, it tells you, وَمَا آتِيتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِندَ اللَّهِ. Your logic, what your eyes can see, it tells you that when you give interest, you put your money, you invest it there, in the interest bearing transaction, your logic tells you that your money is increasing. Allah says, فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِندَ اللَّهِ. That wealth of yours is not increasing, it is decreasing. So this is iman bil ghayb. Allah mentions, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Your logic, human comprehension, human intellect, it is telling you that when you are giving zakat, you are taking out 2.5%. Your eyes is seeing that your wealth is decreasing. But Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. This is the wealth that is increasing. So we see that when we are in this world, we praise and we glorify Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the sun rises from one side of the world, we start taking from the east. And then what we see, that the Indonesian islands, the time of Fajr starts, Azan starts to be given out in one masjid. Over 1,000 islands are there. The time of Fajr finishes, and that Fajr Azan, it continues. The glorification and the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. When the time of Zuhr, when it reaches, a little distance from there, when the time of Fajr it reaches a little distance, it is already the time of Zuhr there in Indonesia. 24/7 the praises and the glory of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before you know it, I remember some of my friends, they went to perform Taraweeh. Some of them were in Japan. Some of my other friends, they went to perform Taraweeh in America. They were those who had got up for Sahari, they were those in the other part of the world, they were preparing for Iftari. So we see, respected friends, this deen, it revolves around praising and glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Adhan. How blessed the month of Ramadan. That I was just thinking that not just the Adhan, but 24/7 around the world, the recitation of the Quran was taking place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His most beloved of Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah also kept His name Muhammad. Muhammad, the one that is praised the most praiseworthy. Ahmad, the one that is praised the most. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the banner that will be in the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will also be called Liwa'ul Hamd, the banner of praise. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be called the banner of praise. Everyone will be under that banner, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that day the anger of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be such that Jibreel, his grandeur, his magnitude, if he spreads his one wing in the east, the other is in the west. But when Allah will call him also, Allah will say, Jibreel, he will also become like a small pigeon in front of Allah. If a person will have the iman of 70 Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, they will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, on that day I will go into sajda and I will praise and praise and praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such praises that prior to that I haven't praised Allah. At that time, Allah will instill into my heart and then I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will say to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irfa' ra'sak. O Muhammad, lift up your head now. Ask of me. You have praised enough now. Ask of me and I will grant you whatever you need. Intercede on behalf of who you want and your intercession will be granted. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the most beloved of names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are also Abdullah and Abdul Rahman, where the quality of servitude is found in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The servant of Allah, the servant of Rahman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith خير الأسماء أحب الأسماء ما عبد وما حمد. Those names are most beloved to Allah. Wherein there is abdiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where the hamd and the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found. Example, Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Azim, Abdul Ghafur, Abdul Shakur. We have the habit that we spoil the names nowadays. Someone's name is Abdul Rahman, we call him Raymond. Someone's name is Bilal, we call him Billy. Someone's name is Adam, we call him Adam. Then we think, how come these children, they have turned up like Billy and Adam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that they are the most beloved of names. Why the quality of servitude to Allah is found? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَمَا حُمِدَ, where the praises and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. When you say Hamid, Ahmad, Mahmood, Muhammad, where the praises and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found. So we see that this is the ummah of praise and glory. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, أَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The best form of dhikr is the recitation of La ilaha illallah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the best form of supplication, the best form of dua is Alhamdulillah. Most of our du'as, we see how they start with Alhamdulillah. After we eat, what do we say? Alhamdulillah alladhi ab'amana. All praises are due to Allah, that you are the one who have granted us food to eat. After we have drank water, Alhamdulillah alladhi saqana. All praises are due to Allah, you have granted us that water to drink. So we see the best forms of dua are wherein we have taken the praises of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see many, many surahs of the Quran also. We see they start off with Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe. Praise be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has created the night and the day. Praise be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has created darkness and light. Praise be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has revealed the Quran wherein there is no crookedness. So we have to thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah made us from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ummah that is used to praise and glorify Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the ability and the tawfiq that whatever we do, we start with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start with glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat and the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us. I was given a few minutes to speak. Actually, we have our respected and honorable guest here, Hazrat Qari Muhammad. I was mentioning about praising and glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise and we glorify Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every action that we do, we praise and we glorify Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we start our program, we praise and we glorify Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the covenant that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, that when Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, then we have to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. We don't distinguish between the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But Allah mentions that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they all brought Iman on Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us, if we want success, then Islam, the foundation and the basis are two. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Tawheed. Believing in the oneness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praising none besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Declaring the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we see Allahu Akbar, sometimes we say Allah is the greatest. But ulama, they mention it is not Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar in essence means greatness is only for Allah. If you say Allah is the greatest, you are saying there are other people that are great, but Allah is the greatest. When you say greatness is only for Allah, then you are saying that no, there is no one that is great. Greatness is only for Allah. And Muhammadur Rasulullah, to believe in the risalat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to believe in the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to believe in following the way and the manner of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that we do, if we want success, then we have to follow the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he comes with the great book, Tawrat. Such a great book. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he looks at the Tawrat and he's reading the Tawrat. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his close companionship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the slightest change on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can make out. So he says to Umar, he says, "Oh Umar, you are reading the Tawrat. Do you not see the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The change on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, "Oh Umar, leave Tawrat. Even the one on whom the Tawrat was given," referring to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, "even if he had to come now, then for him also, his criteria of success will also be for him to follow me and abandon his way." Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sees this straight away, he says, "Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa rasulahu wa nabiyya." That, "I am happy and I am pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my Lord. I am happy and I am pleased with Islam as the way of my life. And I am happy and I am pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Rasul and the Nabi of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So we see that to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said many anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidents of the different prophets, and then Allah mentions salamun ala nuhin fil alameen, that peace be on Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Salutations be on Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa and Harun. Allah mentions salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Peace and salutations be on Musa and his brother Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Prophet Ilyas alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions peace and salutations be on the Prophet Ilyas alayhi salatu wa salam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Prophet Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah mentions peace and salutations be on Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. Different prophets. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a general reference to the Prophet. Allah says, "Qulil hamdulillah." O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that all praises belong to Allah only. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. And peace and salutations be on all the chosen servants of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention salamun ala Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, "Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima." Allah mentioned that verily Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels, the angels, they invoke Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the one who sends down rahmat and blessings on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is commanding us, "O you who believe, you also send salutations on Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So not just Allah, the malaika, and Allah is mentioning that Allah and the malaika and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us also to do the same. When we study the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, then we see that every Nabi that came, the people, they mocked them. There was hostility against the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. They passed derogatory remarks to the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. They told the anbiya that you have become insane. They told the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam that you have become astray, balala, safaha, junoon. different remarks they passed to the different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they responded. In the same way people told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also passed the remark of Junoon, they passed the remark of Sha'ir, they passed the remark of Kahin, they passed the remark of Lasta Mursala, you are not the Prophet of Allah. But Allah told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't reply. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who make a mockery of you, we are sufficient for them. We will suffice. And Allah revealed the ayat of the Quran. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. Allah revealed the ayat of the Quran. نُون وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. Allah revealed the ayat of the Quran. يَاسِين وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He came to the defense of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today the entire world, they try and get together and they put a stain on the blessed name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was just reading the different newspapers in England, newspapers in Israel, newspapers in America, and I was seeing that the most kept name was the name Muhammad. The most kept name was the name Muhammad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your status we have elevated it, and we will continue elevating it. We have granted you elevation, izzat, respect, honor, and we will keep on granting you respect, izzat, and honor. Today, respected friends, we want to seek that izzat from the lifestyle of others. One lady, she accepted Islam. She was an air hostess. And she came to give a lecture somewhere. It was a lady's program. The entire hall was full. The curtains were opened. Our mothers and sisters, they came there thinking of her background, that she is an air hostess. And the picture that they had of her and their dressing, so they came dressed in that manner, thinking how she will be dressed. When that curtain was open, then what they see? That there is a sister in the abaya, there is a sister, she has a hijab reversed. And then what she mentions, she says, look, I haven't come here to give a speech. She says, I've just come here to tell you that I have accepted Islam. I have accepted Islam and I found respect, izzat, dignity, honor in Islam. The lifestyle that we have puked, the lifestyle that we have puked and we have swallowed out, jis zindagi ke andar mein humne sukoon ko nahi paya, uske andar mein tum sukoon hasil karna cha rahe ho. The lifestyle that we have puked and we have taken out, today you are trying to find success and you are trying to lick that lifestyle. So respected friends, for us respect is only to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Men and women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the ability and the tawfiq to make amal. Allah grant all of us the ability and the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Thank you.
Amen.